Audio version of Michael Leitman's blog. July 9, 2019. My thoughts on Twitter, July 9, 2019. Only by feeling, while in dissents, what an egoistic brute he is, completely ruled by his egoism, can a person appreciate being redeemed from egoism by the Creator, and understand how to ask the Creator for his soul's salvation so he won't be submerged into egoism any longer, so the Creator will grant him complete redemption. Until one attains the Creator's revelation, his exertion in this increases the Creator's concealment, with the aim of eliciting additional efforts in the person, required to reach the full measure of efforts necessary for revelation. By working on himself, a person reaches the feeling of emptiness, a consequence of the Creator coming closer to him. Emptiness is the sensation of the difference between the qualities of man and the Creator. One can fill this sensation of emptiness only with the Creator's greatness above reason, and that's what he must ask of the Creator. If we don't increase love, it will disappear, like any natural phenomenon. Repeating causes the pleasure to be reduced. Thus we must constantly increase our desire for one another. Then love can go on forever. Hence the most important thing is to know how to constantly renew the desire. That's what Kabbalah is about. We have to be fulfilled by our prayer. When asking from the Creator, we do not expect to receive anything. The plea to Him will in itself be the fulfillment. In our request to the Creator, we want to saddle our egoism, screen and I feel the image of the Creator that I've built. Since the Creator Himself is unattainable. If I receive fulfillment from the one I love, then love quickly disappears and can degenerate to hate. Love means that I constantly develop a yearning for my beloved. Then I can be fulfilled by them forever. This yearning is called reflected light. Study the descent in the state of ascent. In the state of ascent, we should study the previous descent, and in the state of descent, we should imagine ascent. The whole world is a concealment and that is why it is called so, Olam, world, from the word Alama, concealment. Therefore, we need to try to imagine ourselves in the upper, exalted state. After all, no changes occurred in all of reality beside the concealment through which the Creator plays with us. He intentionally created the concealment so that we would appreciate the revelation, the state of adhesion with the Creator and existence in the world of absolute good. We must make efforts to return to this picture by removing the veil from our eyes and from our senses. This concealment is called the evil inclination, our egoism. If a person tries to feel like he or she is in a perfect state, as if in the end of correction, yearning for the revelation of this state with one's entire being, then one advances to it. Then we would have more strength, energy, and uplifted spirit to reach the state of truth, that is, the revelation of the fact that there is none else besides the Creator, good that does good, who fills the entire universe. We are in adhesion and connection with Him, and only some cloud obscures our senses and does not let us feel it. We should not give in to this concealment, the egoistic fog, deliberately created by the Creator, but rather we should try to dispel it. We seek to lift the veil from our eyes and senses in order to feel corrected, connected with each other by love within which the Creator and our connection with Him are revealed to the same extent to which we are connected with each other. We should live so that through the concealment we would reveal the good by dispelling the fog and removing the veil of concealment. If concealment disappeared and the Creator were revealed, we would become angels, animals, instinctively fulfilling the laws of nature, the orders of the Creator. Concealment helps us become human beings, rise to the degree above animals, because it does not let us keep the laws of the Creator unconsciously, but makes us live according to our own laws of concealment. That is why in Revelation, we ourselves should bring back the concealment in order to remain separated from the Creator and keep His laws not instinctively but above the concealment for the sake of the greatness of the Creator. Concealment turns into our screen above which we yearn to resemble Edome, the creator, and then become human, Adam. The creator does not force us to do this, we ourselves want to become like the creator. Concealment turns into both the concealing screen and the revealing screen for us. From the first part of the Daily Kabbalah lesson, the 25th of June 2019, to learn from the descent in the state of ascent. Thinking of the Creator. Question: what does it mean to think about the Creator? Answer: thinking about the Creator means seeing the single force that presents itself to you behind all objects, actions, thoughts, and events. The whole world, everything that affects your five senses, everything that you have before your eyes, it is all the Creator. He simply reveals himself to you this way in order to tune you to him through all your senses. From the Kabbalah lesson in Russian, March 2, 2019. New Life number 1114. The Art of Connection in Nature.
Hello, and thanks for being with us on the New Life Show with Dr. Michael Lightman. Hello, Dr. Lightman. Hello, everyone. Hello, Yael Shadael. Hello. And today we'd like to talk about connection, the art of connection. The wisdom of Kabbalah speaks a lot about connection in general, and we'd like to better understand what does this word mean, what connection really means, and we'll do it by observing what's going on in nature and learning new and important things. Be with us, Yael, please.
Yeah.
All of nature consists of different connections between substances, molecules. We see it everywhere. We also consist of the same materials, molecules, substances, and when we look around us, we see different kinds of connections. We see words put together into a sentence. We see different products that are put together and form a dish. We see, suppose, a designed space, and when it's put together correctly, it makes us feel good. And when it's not, you either feel disharmony or the sentence is spoken out incorrectly. And this is what we'd like to talk about today in order to understand the foundation of the concept of connection that you speak about so much. And to understand that this time from the perspective of nature. Nature consists of many different compounds. 10 years ago, we already knew about more than 130 million different kinds of compounds. And I'd like to ask, how do things connect? What connects the different parts of nature, particles, substances? What is it? Everything comes from the main central connection, the only connection, which is the connection between the creator and the created being. That in nature, both of them are the opposite of each other. That there's nothing that can be further apart, but along with that, the purpose of life, creation of our development is for us to reach connection above the differences. Meaning that we're the complete opposite of each other and there's nothing that can bring us closer because the nature of the Creator is to give and the nature of the created being is to receive. And this is complete oppositeness, but along with it, the Creator, in order to give us the ability to connect, to give the created being the ability to connect, he inserted in the created being a part of him that's called a spark or the point in the heart, something of his nature, from the nature of bestowal, of love and connection. And then the created being, even though that by nature, By his original nature, he's the complete opposite of connection. He doesn't feel it, doesn't want it, reject it, and this is how everyone is in and of themselves. Still, there's something on the inside that pushes us towards connection, and that's called a part of godliness from above. And then, accordingly, we see how many substances we have that connect under special conditions. Maybe we have to heat them up or cool them down or apply pressure to them and different things. But still, different things have the ability to connect. Electrons, protons, and so on. Because, and again, I'm saying that this comes from the upper force that wants for the created beings to connect with him, and therefore has already inserted in them his correction, his desire to bestow. And then the desire to bestow that exists in the created being, that's entirely the desire to receive, gives the created being the ability to connect with others, to develop this desire for bestow and to connect with others. And so it follows that these actions that the creator performs on the created beings are all in all actions of connection. That's all there is. That the Creator, he's the force of bestowal that influences the spark that exists in each and every created being, forcing him by it to develop the quality of bestowal, an attitude towards bestowal, to advance in bestowal in connection with others. And this is how created beings on different degrees, corporeal, spiritual, still, vegetative, animate, connect, we know that our universe that began with the Big Bang, began with hydrogen, helium, and so on, and later on, more and more particles started connecting into, let's call it chunks, and until we reach a state where we see that space is full of different bodies that are connected in different ways and forms, and in these bodies there are plenty of compounds according to the periodic table of elements, and these elements, they're also composed, an atom is also something that's composed, and if we go deeper into it, then there too we see that it's infinite, the depth and complexity and the particles, but all these things, they act in a way that nature, the general force of nature, forces them to connect. And so, different parts of nature or the different elements of nature, foundations of nature, connect and create different elements like water, gas, and so on. The different kinds of substances. And nature does that without asking anyone. Also, our body, this is how it's built. It consists of many different levels. And what happens next is that nature that develops this way reaches a very special state. It acts, acts not only on the levels of the still, the vegetative, and the animate, that these are the three levels that we see in nature, and the connections between them and within them, but it also works on our inner level, on the human level, namely in our desires, in our thoughts, and the desire and thought. These are two things that exist in us that also exist on the animate level and to some extent also on the vegetative level and even on the still level. But on the human level, the desires and thoughts, they reach a state where we're forced to do something that's above what nature is pushing us towards, so-called above our instincts. The connections that exist in the different forms of nature, like now we discover that all the plants are somehow connected beneath the surface all around the world, that all the still and the vegetative and the animate forms are interconnected and live in some kind of an ecological state of incorporation, integration. And we're also a part of that, even though that we corrupt all this connection by our ego, but we're also a part of the same connection that exists between everyone. But there is another kind of connection that we must realize, which is above nature. And this kind of connection, type of connection, is above nature, meaning above our ego, because we're opposed to nature. We don't want connection for the sake of connection, but we want connection for the sake of our own benefit, meaning by nature, we're the opposite of connection, we're opposed to connection. And here, we're in opposition to nature, that nature is entirely drawn to connection. And if we look at the general development of nature, then we can say that the purpose of nature is to be in a whole and complete connection between all of its parts. And man is the opposite of it. Everyone wants only for themselves, not taking the general law, the integral and global law of nature into consideration, for all of us to be connected together, helping each other, participating with each other as one body. We see that this is what nature is probably pushing us towards, but man, with his entire egoistic force, resists it, doesn't want it. And here we're as if against the force of nature, the law of nature, and we see how much we suffer as a result, and that in man there is something that is also related to his nature, but that is opposite to nature, that is opposed to nature, which is his ego. And then what follows is that all of the forms of nature, the still, the vegetative, and the animate, and the entire universe are drawn to each other, even though they're in struggles with one another, but it's according to the laws of nature. Whereas man is in complete opposition and oppositeness to all of his previous forms, and he wants to control everything. And he suffers as a result. And here comes the wisdom of Kabbalah and says that in order for us to participate with the rest of the parts of nature and connection, we have to acquire the art of connection. We have to master it. That if we will know how to correctly connect with each of the details, parts of reality, in reality, and especially other people, by that we will discover the general law, the integral law of nature, the general law of connection, that encompasses everything, that holds all of us, and that's all there is. And we have to realize and keep this law, we have to understand it, get to know it, meaning to reach the whole and complete connection between the still, vegetative, animate, and man, and especially between all people. This is the purpose of our development to the extent to which we understand it right now. Okay, you gave us a very broad overview of connection from the still and up to the human degree and mankind in general, and we want to go back to the beginning, to the still level. When you're talking about the created beings, you're talking about all levels of nature? Yeah, the still, vegetative, animate, and the speaking. What, for example, pushes the still level to connect molecule with molecule, particle with particle? It's the general law, the purpose of which is to bring all of reality, the whole of nature, to a comprehensive connection. So there is what exists in the connection between two substances, what glues them together. The external force, we see that after the Big Bang, already in the beginning of time, that before that there was no time, this is when time was created, and with the creation of time, different kinds of gas started forming, especially helium, that they started connecting because they got this drive. There is an external force that's not corporeal but truly spiritual. Like the entire Big Bang is the transition from spirituality to corporeality. And in that we see that there is a general external force that withholds all of creation inside of it. Inside it happened the Big Bang. Inside it, matter develops and evolves until it reaches the degrees of man and the internality of man, which are already spiritual degrees. As it says, everything comes from the still. And this external force is the force of the Creator, which is the general law of nature, by which everything has to be in complete connection. Why did the Creator make it so that in our development we come from complete disconnection to complete connection? Where is the complete disconnection? The complete disconnection is that even particles don't exist until they're created, gas, and then particles, atoms, and so on. And there is a deep thought behind it on part of the upper, who wants for us to attain the essence of connection, that precisely through the connection, by the connection between opposite forces, between opposite particles, like in an atom, for example, electrons, positrons, plus and minus. Yeah. So what follows is that specifically by the connection between opposite parts, we start attaining more advanced degrees of matter. And afterwards we attain more advanced degrees of force. And then we attain the upper degrees that are above us in spirit. The forces that control us. And therefore, regarding the art of connection, which we acquire, we have what to learn from nature, from the corporeal nature of the still vegetative inanimate, and this is actually what we're dealing with. Our entire science, physics, chemistry, biology, zoology, everything there is, medicine, in our life, in society, it's all in all to learn how are we connected. Elementary parts and more complex parts, and then the different forms of nature, the still with the still with the vegetative with the animate, and then all of them together, and how man in his internality, which are his traits, his attitude towards himself and life and everything, how they also connect between them. And how the upper force controls all of it. That a person, that man reaches a state where he understands that the entire connection, both between atoms and also between particles that are the opposite of each other, how can they connect? How can that be? That there is some upper force that determines that they have to be connected. He controls them. Of course, by more primitive laws, that pertain to the nature of the still, the vegetative, and the animate. And we see that this is how everything works. This is how our body works, by the combination between substances that at first there's no connection between them, but they're connected by the upper force that forces them to come together. And even though that they're the opposite of each other, they still connect. And this is how they exist. We can see it in how reality is developing, how society is developing. At first, it was on the still level. You can say the human still degree, that man lived according to a very primitive degree where he was dependent on others, on his family, hundreds of thousands of years ago. And people lived in the form of a family. Afterwards, they started living in the form of slavery, that they started understanding that there are other kinds of connection above the desire. So the family is the most primitive connection. Why? And the most correct and natural one, because they're drawn to each other, because they still belong to each other on the animate level. But slavery is no longer on the animate level. It's on the speaking level. There's no slavery among animals. So it's a human invention. Yes, that it's against the nature of the other, that I enslave the other, subordinate him, and then he's under me. That's connection against the desire. So the family, which is the natural connection, that's on the still level, the most basic kind of connection. Afterwards, on the vegetative level, which is already the next level of the evolvement of the desire, yes, against the desire of the one and in favor of the egoistic desire of the other. So this is the era of slavery. Later comes the era of feudalism, where that slave receives relative freedom. He has a house, a family. He maybe has a piece of land, but he still belongs to his master. That's feudalism. And what is there about the desire that's more developed than that of a slave? The desire is more evolved because I have to connect to him in a different way. It's no longer worthwhile for me to keep him as a slave, but as a vessel. Meaning that there is someone who's subordinated to me, but that he's freer, because I see that by him being freer, for me, it's more beneficial. I get more out of him. You're saying from the perspective of the master. I'm asking from the perspective of the desire. The desire makes all these changes. And the master, what about the desire of the vassal? He's given relative freedom in order for him to be able to exist and serve his master, that this way his master can enjoy more. So if I correctly understand, a person develops and has a greater and greater desire to use the other's side in a more and more egoistic way. Yeah? So that's the thing? Of course it's more egoistic. You get more out of it. It's more beneficial to be in feudalism than in slavery. Later on, you get more out of capitalism than feudalism. Why? The product, the yield that he can get, the way he can realize his control over another person is greater. Meaning in capitalism, why is it worthwhile being a capitalist and not a feudalist? Or a master to a slave? Because that way, in accordance with the means, the forms of life, machinery and everything, it is more beneficial for me to live this way because I get more use out of him. Eventually, it's more beneficial. Yeah, of course, because a worker with the machinery and everything that exists in capitalism can be much more useful than keeping him as a slave. Previously, you said that the purpose of nature is to create different connections. Is there any kind of substance in nature that can't connect with another substance? No substance wants to connect with any other substance, but there is a special force that connects them. What kind of force is that? It's the force of the Creator. And how do you define the Creator? We see that there are forces that even though that they connect, but their connection is never, meaning, were it according to their nature, the connection wouldn't be for the better, because the one eats the other, and the one would annul the other, were it according to their nature, and only because there is the general force of connection, which is the Creator, and His goal is to bring all the primitive natural forms of nature, particles suppose, to a complete connection, including man, with his inner nature of thoughts and desires, what we call mind and heart. So what follows is that the inclination towards connection is a general one, where the general engine, which is the Creator, the general nature, don't call it Creator, it doesn't matter. In Gematria, God equals nature, so it's one and the same. So what follows is that this way we reach a state where no substance, no matter, wants to be connected. They're all rejected from one another. But because the general force forces them to, therefore we connect. So all the connections that we see in nature on all levels, still vegetative, animate, and man, they're all controlled by the different forces of nature that push different substances to connect in different ways, where every particle that connects with any other particle on any level sees its personal interest in this connection, wanting to swallow the other as if. Okay, but there is a general force in nature that's greater than all of these particles on all levels and all of the personal interests of any of these particles. On the one hand, it's directing them to connect through the system of the rules of nature, but the general force of nature as if pushes this entire system to some kind of comprehensive connection. Yes, and the quality of the comprehensive connection that has to form isn't about or doesn't exist in the personal interest or the desire of any particular particle in nature, but only in this general desire? Yes, but how will it bring these particles to shift from a self-interest-based connection to a connection for the sake of connection? No, it's nature. It's the still, the vegetative, the animate. They don't have this entire understanding and inclination. People don't have this understanding either. People connect because of self-interests. Like, there was the family, then slavery, feudalism, capitalism. The self-interest of the individual becomes more sophisticated, finding more and more ways to use others, as if it's going the other way. When you're saying that the general force wants to create true connection, along with this, by way of rejection and out of the lack of desire for connection, we attain the art of connection and reach a state where we understand that we have no choice but to be connected through rejection, through oppositeness, through our nature, because otherwise I see that I lose and I can't do anything. It's better to die than live this way. So much so that if we're not connected with one another, we come to eradication. Unless we're connected, unless we connect with one another, we won't be able to survive. We'll die of starvation and so on and so forth. We reach such states where we see that our ego is growing so much, meaning the desire to reject the other, to use to my own benefit. Yes, only use, not to connect. It's growing so much, and it actually gives me the art of connection. But it's the opposite. This is how we learn from a thing, and it's opposite by not wanting to connect with the other on the one hand, and by saying on the other hand that if I don't connect with the other, I lose so much up to the point where I die. And so I have no choice. I have to arrange two opposite contradicting things that can't connect. So what do? You start connecting with this upper force, this general enveloping force that brings peace among us. And then what happens? And then we reach connection by Him, by wanting to draw Him, for Him to connect us on all levels. And then we reach a state where the wolf also shall dwell with the lamb. This conscious connection is something that only man can do, only man, and also not everyone, but there are people that are called capitalists that have the ability and the force to act it out. Thank you very, very much, Dr. Lightman. Thank you, Yael. Thank you for being with us. Till next time, all the best.